Welcome to Time with Abba, the personal daily devotion podcast. Today is January 26th, Sunday, 2020, day 26. Today's topic, God with you, nothing is impossible for you. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 17 verses 1 to 5, Exodus chapter 2 verse 11 to chapter 3. Verse 22. Matthew chapter 17, verses 10 to 27. Proverbs 5, verses 7 to 14. Today's main passage from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face, because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, God with you, nothing is impossible for you. God with you, nothing is impossible for you. Do you believe that? Did Moses believe that? Of course, if not, he is not Moses. But even Moses' step to believe was one step at a time. So what were the first few steps? Number one, God appears. Man goes forward to see. God often appears to us in a very special way, a way that we might have not seen before. To Moses, it was the burning bush. To you, maybe a talk, a cause, a camp, an event, those channels that you have never seen before. Are you willing to go forward to take a look? Number two, God calls a person's name. He or she responds. God called Moses' name. Moses said, "Here I am." God is calling your name now. Are you willing to say, "Here I am"? Number three, God promised, "I will be with you." Man starts the first step. That's how Moses started his first step, even though Moses went through quite a number of struggles, unwillingness, and seeking for confirmation, as recorded from Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 to chapter 4, verse 26. How about you? Started your first step? God with you, nothing is impossible for you. Do you believe that? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to not to be little faith, and that I can follow you each day to experience nothing will be impossible for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of attitude and action that you need to take so that you can be with God and that nothing can be impossible for you? Number two, what is your next step for this blessing to happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.